a full heart for bringing the nations to this nation, for bringing Zahara to us for such a time as this. Father, open our hearts, open our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church today. To you, I commend my sister. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Brothers and sisters, I greet you in the name of our Lord and the Savior Jesus Christ. Today is March 8th, Women International Day, and that's a great privilege for me to celebrate March 8, 2015 in Norway with you, thanks to be God. It's a great privilege for me again to share a word of God from the Bible. But before that, I need to make a little introduction about me. As you have seen it from the screen, my name is Zahara Said Ali. And I hope you can easily understand from this name that I was not Christian before. I was born and grown up in a Muslim, very large and big Muslim family. My dad has got married to four wives and he has 22 children. And I was grown up in such a situation. When I reached to the school age child, my dad took me to mission school, which was built by American missionaries. Both my primary and the secondary school was a mission school. Especially when I was in high school, there is a Bible study course as a curriculum. And always on school days, at break time, we have a devotion program. So I have been experiencing hearing the word of God from the Bible, being a Muslim student for some years. I was hearing the word from the Bible just for the sake of my grade. I was experiencing, just participating devotion program just for the sake of the school principal. While I was in this situation, one day, I came to encounter with Jesus through his word, which is written in John, Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 6. It reads like this. Jesus said, "I'm the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." This is the first message from the Bible that God gave me to read. And I get just to think over it again and again. I was fascinated by the word, by the text, and the thinking over it. It took me lots of time to deal with that. I didn't take any action just to be converted, or I didn't tell to anyone this secret, because if I tell this to my Christian friends, they will just advise me to leave my family very immediately. If I tell this secret to my family, Muslim family, you know what the consequence will be. So I kept for 1 year, this secret in my heart. Today, I was thinking this was a great wisdom which God helped me just to save my life. Not to tell anybody this secret is a wisdom for me. After 1 year, I decided to receive Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I decide to submit the rest of my life to him. I decide to experience new life with Jesus. Soon after, God provides me a very devoted Christian husband, and I got married to him, gave birth to two children. After that, I got an opportunity to join Makani Yesus Theological Seminary to study theology. After I graduated theology course, 4 years there, I went back to my sending body, Western Wollaga Bethel Synod, and I was coordinating women's work there. While I was serving in this field, God again blessed me with a third child. He's 6 years old now, and I'm a mother of three boys. The first one is 18 years old, the second one is 16, and the last one is 6 years old. By 2011, I got a call from my congregation to be ordained, and I and my family took long time to pray on it, and we decide, especially I decide to accept the call by the same year and get ordained in 2011 as a pastor. So I was serving just serving in pastoral service and coordinating women's work for 6 years. This is a short story I have. I don't want to take your time. Praise to God for all things He has done. Amen. Yeah, I have some minutes, so let me take you back to the Word of God. The text assigned for today is Matthew 26, from verses 6 to 13. I don't want to repeat reading it again, but I want to emphasize on three verses there. The first verse is from verse 6 to 7. It says, while Jesus was in Bethany, in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came to him and with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, which she poured on his head as he was reclining at the table. I was thinking about this, the visitation of this woman had in Simon's home. Her visitation was not expected. It was unexpected. It was out of the plan of Simon. And she did not get a welcoming word from the disciples, maybe except from Jesus. She was the only woman among the gathering, from the gathering. Maybe, it was written there, the disciples did not accept the deeds she had made there. And even they were annoyed and angry with what she has done. All these things are great challenge, maybe for her. Because of all this, she might feel inferiority complex. Because of all this, she might feel curiosity, feeling shamefulness or fear or lack of confidence might happen in her life. But because of the presence of Christ, she was free from all these problems. She continued doing what she had planned to do. She made no interaction with the disciples when they angry at her. She knows why she was there. When they went to put her in hesitation, she didn't make any interaction with them because her attention was toward Christ. Her attention was to listen to the word which is coming from the mouth of Christ. Her attention is to come, just to find Christ, not none of them. That is why she was there. And her attention is not disturbed. Her plan is, her vision is not disturbed because of that. This woman came to none of them, but to Christ, to serve him, to worship him, to adore his name, and to glorify him. This woman is from Jewish background, imagine. In Jewish background, you can read this history that this woman is from Jewish background. It was stated in Luke chapter 7 that this woman is a sister of Martha and Lazarus. She was from Jewish culture. In Jewish culture, women are not allowed to be with men. In Jewish culture, they have an inferior place in synagogues. They are not obliged to be by Jewish law to attend formal religion service. But because of the presence of Christ among the gathering, because she came to him out of this culture, because she believed in him and trust in him, all the above complexes do not get power on her life. Brothers and sisters, there are lots of problems, challenges, and obstacles which may hinder us not to do what we want to do for the glory of God. There are many challenges around us. There are many obstacles. There are many problems which might hinder us not to contribute our vision for the glory, for the kingdom, in the kingdom of God. There are lots of challenges which may block us from the call and the passion and commitment we have. But let us continue believing in Christ Jesus. Put your trust in him. Use any opportunity to worship him and adore his name. Then Christ will be glorified. Amen? Amen. In Romans chapter 10, verse 10, the scripture says, everyone who believes in Jesus Christ will not be put in shame. Everyone, says there, old and young, white and black, educated, not educated. Everyone who believes in Christ Jesus will not be put in. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise be to the name of God. Secondly, from verse 13 it says, we see that Jesus was telling to the disciples how this woman will be remembered. In verse 13 we find Jesus was telling to the disciples how this woman will be remembered. He said, whenever the gospel is preached throughout the world, this woman will be remembered. Or you can read it from there. It says, wherever this gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will be told in the memory of her. Do you know why Jesus said like that? It is because this woman has a deep love to Jesus. That's why Jesus make such a great witness for this woman. She will be, he said, she will be remembered wherever and whenever the gospel is preached. Amen? That is how I wish to be remembered. God wants our memorial to be wherever, where people see and know that we love Jesus Christ. In my country, Ethiopia, particularly in Evangelical Church Makane Jesus, we have lots of women pioneers who sacrifice their life, who sacrifice their time, who sacrifice their possession for the gospel work or for the mission work together with men, together with brothers. History remembers a lady by the name of Esther Gannon. Esther Gannon contributed her effort for Bible translation in Oromo language. Oromo is a majority tribe in Ethiopia. We have more than 86 ethnic groups in Ethiopia, and Oromo is the majority one. And this lady contributed her effort and her vision to translate the Bible for this nation with Onesimos Nasib. Therefore, history remembers Esther Gannon, an Oromo lady, for the Bible translation she made with Onesimos Nasib. Again, during Italian occupation, lots of missionaries were forced to leave Ethiopia because of these people were not comfortable and not free for the continuation of evangelism work. But mothers from my area, Dambidolo, they said to brothers and sisters, they are missionaries. They are missionary brothers and sisters who left us alone, but not Christ. Christ is with us. So let us continue. Let us continue forward. Let us continue witnessing the gospel. Let us continue for the mission work. Don't be hesitated and don't lose your faith. Let us continue believing and putting our trust in Christ. They encourage, they made such a great encouragement for brothers and sisters. Because of this encouragement, they have for each other. The indigenous fathers and mothers get revived and continued in witnessing the gospel, in witnessing Christ throughout the world. Today, peoples in millions are members of my church. Women in my country, in spite of different challenges they have, cultural problems, economic problems, educational background problems, they were and they are together with men for evangelism work. Let me leave this question for you and for myself. How will you and me be remembered in gospel work? How will you and me be remembered in mission work? In Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, it says, God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. It says, it is God who works in you. It is God who works in brothers. It is God who works with sisters. And he puts the desire and the power which pleases him, it says. So let us allow ourselves to him. Let us allow our heads once again to God. Let us be revived again with the power of the Holy Spirit so that God may be pleased in our vision, work, commitment, commission we have. Praise be to the name of God. Amen. Let us pray together. Almighty God, we thank you for your help, for the love you have for each one of us. I praise your name for the guidance you made for this big congregation, for this big fellowship, for the CIC members. I praise your name for the love you have for these brothers and sisters. Help each one of us to love you. Help each one of us to be remembered in your kingdom. Help each one of us to adore your name in our life. Amen.